Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 19th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by the Home Study Workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. This home study course is available as an instant download at www.abookin90days.com. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Make a New You Evolution, Not Resolution, with my guest, Shireen Ertin, business and life coach. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners, whether you're listening live on the phone or perhaps you're on the website. Some of you are over in the chat room. I see you there. Or you could be listening to this show from our archives. In any case, I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. If you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. If you click the follow button, you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email every week reminding you of the show's theme, the episode, and the time. On this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about all those things that contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is Make a New You Evolution, Not Resolution, with my guest, Shireen Ertin, a certified business and personal coach. After 25 years in the corporate world, Shireen decided to make a much more personal impact with one-on-one coaching. She helps people with those big changes in life. She filters out what makes you tick and walks you through the steps to get what you want. She has developed a new project to help with that first big step, and we're going to learn about that today. So she's going to be urging us to stop making the same old New Year's resolutions and make a new you evolution. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Shireen Ertin. Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Flora. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for making time to join us. This is right now a hot topic because right after Christmas, as we think about Christmas, we start thinking about the after-Christmas sales and then New Year's resolutions.
Exactly.
They all sort of come together there.
Right.
So, but we know that resolutions don't have a very good shelf life. And
right.
All of us have been guilty of making resolutions and having them fail or fade within a short period of time. So tell us why you think resolutions don't work, and then that leads us into how you came up with your program.
Okay. There are several reasons why resolutions don't work, but I think the big one is that we start off with this huge goal, and after about 3 months, which is the average, we aren't there yet, so we just give up. So say your goal was to lose 50 pounds, but after 3 months, you've only lost 5. That can be pretty discouraging. But if your goal was to lose 4 pounds and you've lost 5, you're going to be celebrating, right?
Yes.
So breaking the big goals down into smaller goals is very important. Also, I think we often make a resolution because we think we should, but really it isn't that important to us, like losing weight. If it really doesn't make a difference in your life, or you don't see that it does, then it's not going to stick with you and you're not going to stick with it.
So it's about, first of all, setting small attainable goals, but more importantly, setting goals that we really want ourselves. We have a deep desire for and a strong urge and a reason for the goal, not because we think we should. That's what I hear you saying,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yes, yes.
So how did you come up with your program then?
Well, about a year ago, some friends and I were talking about our New Year's resolutions, and I said I didn't like the word resolution because it indicates some kind of conflict, and I think that a new year should be about becoming a better person. So we came up with the word evolution. And from there, I got the new you evolution.
Okay. And evolution, of course, instead of meaning resolving conflict, share with us what it means in your program.
So evolution indicates growth and getting rid of what's unnecessary or not beneficial to you and really perfecting and honing those things that are beneficial, helpful, and good in your life.
And tell us the name of your program and the URL before we get too much further.
The program is A New You Evolution, and the website is mynewpossibilities.com.
Oh, My New Possibilities, plural?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to spell that out. MyNewPossibilities, correct?
.com. Right, yes.
MyNewPossibilities.com. Now, when we go over there and take a look at your program, tell us a little bit about how your program works so that listeners can decide, you know, how this fits into their life.
Sure. First of all, in the program, I'm going to ask you to go to my website, and there are 3 free assessments, and the assessments are available to anybody, not just people in the program. In the program, you'll take all 3 of these assessments, and from those, you should probably see a pattern or a common theme, or something will pop out at you that says, hey, this is what I really need to work on to reduce my stress, to help clear up my tolerations, or to balance my life better. You'll see something in one of those assessments that'll pop out, and that's going to be probably what we're going to work on for the 3 months.
Okay, so I heard you say that these assessments are free to anyone, whether they come into your program or not, correct?
Right, that's right. Anybody can take the assessments. The idea is that they can take the assessments, and I will review the assessments for them. I'll give you some suggestions. But then if you're in the 3-month program, then we're going to take those assessments and we're going to prioritize what you've seen in there, some of the other stressors or balancing your life, that kind of thing. We'll prioritize those, and then I'll walk with you through the first one.
Okay. Now, why is your program a 3-month program? Is there something about 3 months that's significant when it comes to changing habits?
There is. It's a quarter of the year, and it's pretty well known that it takes a full month to really get a new habit started. But at the same time, it takes at least that long to get rid of the old bad habits. So if we take 3 months, then we are sure that you're clear of the old bad habits, you've got the new habits in place, and then you really get a firm, solid foundation for the new you.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned about prioritizing, I know I've already taken your assessments.
Yeah,
and I know I saw my life wheel looked a little rickety in certain spots. If that wheel were rolling down the street, it would be like those old movies about kids that had those bikes that they just put together themselves, and the wheels would be all rickety and dented.
Okay.
That's the way my life wheel looks. And that's because in certain spots, I have less, you're really assessing how you feel about the different aspects of your life.
Right.
So according to my own self-assessment, there are areas of my life that need work that are not to my liking.
And
so when you start working with me, then would you take the area that is the lowest, you know, where I feel that I'm the least happy and work with that, or where do you start in terms of prioritizing?
Right, and what we'll do is look at the areas in your life that are most important to you.
Okay.
And then where you are least satisfied based on what's important. So if, say, your external family isn't that important to you, I'm not going to start there because it's not important. We're going to start with the things that are most important and you're least satisfied. Where there's a big gap there, those are the things that we need to close that gap. Those are the most important things for you to feel better about your life.
That makes sense, because some of the questions were about things that maybe I was not thrilled about, that weren't going that great, but then if there's things I don't care about, then there's no point in working on those. So some things in our lives aren't perfect, but we don't care.
Exactly, yeah. And you see, a lot of times people will make a resolution because, oh, it's the popular thing to make a resolution about, like losing weight. If it's not important to you, if it's not affecting your health or your well-being, then why bother with it right now? There are other things that you can be working on instead.
So let's expand on the idea of why your program works when normal resolutions don't.
Okay. Two very powerful reasons as far as I'm concerned. First is, the goals that we are going to create are tailored to you. They're based on what you really want and need to change in your life. We identify those and we identify why those are important to you. We really get to the core of your needs there. For example, I had one client who said she wanted to lose weight for her health. When I asked what the health problems were, she didn't have any. So health really was not the motivator there.
Okay.
We got down to, it turned out she really wanted to be able to enjoy a hobby more. That's what's going to motivate her, not her health. So we get to what's really at the core, and we find out what really motivates you, and we work on those.
Okay.
Second reason is that I'm here to walk with you through the whole process. We break down the big goals into little bite-sized pieces, and then I'm there every week walking with you to make sure that there aren't any stumbling blocks and to celebrate when you do get where you want to be. If there are stumbling blocks, if anything gets in the way, we're going to talk about that right away. We're going to get to why this happened and where we want to go next with those issues. Okay? So it's like you have a map. You know where you want to go, but you don't know if the map's upside down. You don't know how to get there. I'm your compass. I'm going to help point you in the right direction. I'm going to keep you on course.
Okay. So people from around the world can take advantage of your program because you're going to be talking with them by telephone.
Absolutely,
correct?
Yes.
Okay. So people don't have to worry about where you're located or where they are. So when they sign up for the program, the first step is to take the assessments, to get the feedback from that, and then you begin your, you say
weekly
phone calls.
And they're personal phone calls with me live. I don't have a recorded program. Nothing is canned, if you will.
Okay.
It's all me and you. And, and I work on absolutely everything that you want to work on during that time.
Now, are you going to record the session so that if I want to go back and listen again, I can, or do you just urge?
I can if you want me to.
That's
at your discretion. If you do not want them recorded, don't want to have that risk or anything, you don't have to. But if you, yes, like you say, if you want to go back and listen to it again, I can record them.
Okay. I would imagine for some people that makes a difference because they may fear saying something that's going to be a permanent record
that may
inhibit them. But for me, I think I would want it recorded so that when we have these insights, I have it a record. I can go back so that even though I like taking notes too.
Right.
But I think the recording is a great backup.
Right.
Okay, so the success of your program has to do with the personalization and the bite-sized pieces,
right?
Correct?
Right.
Okay. And then, too, I hear you saying it, if you're going to be talking every week, then you have an opportunity to adjust and to give feedback on what happens in the interim, you know, each as you go. You kind of
exactly.
tailor it as you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It helps because you know that every week you're going to be accountable. I'm going to ask you what you did right and what you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about what made you feel the best about reaching your goal and what stood in your way so
mm-hmm.
that every week you've got that accountability. So you don't go 3 months and then say, oh, well, I haven't done anything, so I may as well just give it up now. You've got a weekly reminder. And, again, you know, if you have any stumbling blocks, we're going to look at those and we're going to really find out what's going on and reevaluate. Maybe this really wasn't the goal that you wanted, and we
mm-hmm.
can change that at any time.
Yeah, I would think that just knowing my own experience and working with other people as a coach myself,
mm-hmm.
that many times whatever we say is the reason we're working on something is typically not the reason.
That's true.
So after you begin to work on it, then you begin to start digging deeper and deeper. And I know that losing weight as an example, some people, like you say, they think at first about the socially acceptable reasons like health. Avoiding disease or being healthy, but it may get to be much, you know, maybe a lot simpler than that. I know one thing that sticks in my mind all the time is that I have grandchildren, and especially when they were younger, I realized, boy, I got to take care of myself so I can keep up with these guys.
That's right.
So we can
yeah.
go to events. I won't be huffing and puffing when we're climbing the stairs.
Right.
Going to things. And sometimes just a simple goal like that is more significant than this big, you know, taking care of my health kind of thing, living longer kind of thing, you know, just something very specific like that.
Right, exactly. Well, and also oftentimes you'll find that you've made this goal like losing weight,
mm-hmm.
and you've said, I want to lose weight for these reasons. But then as you get into it, you actually realize that the reason you're overweight to begin with is because you are eating to fill another void.
Exactly.
You've been hiding that little issue
mm-hmm.
with eating. And so when those things do come up, we can talk about that. We can figure out how to eliminate those issues at the same time.
Right,
and that's
right.
the great thing about working with a coach, because you've got someone that's trained to deal with these things as they come up.
Right, right. And I want to stress at this point the absolute urgency of working with a coach.
Right.
So many people, I mean, anything that we are sharing, people could conceivably do on their own. But the fact that we haven't to this point done it on our own means that we can benefit from another set of eyes, not to mention the expertise of a coach. And I urge everyone to have a coach. I have coaches. I know you have a coach or more than one coach.
Several,
because
yeah.
we need an outside person to, if nothing else, keep us accountable. And I know that when I have a number of my coaches are coaches, and we coach each other, and one of the things that we can do is be brutally honest with each other.
Absolutely.
Because we are so good. We're really good at fooling ourselves and lying to ourselves.
Right. But also, a coach isn't like talking to your wife and she's just going to nag you about going to the gym.
Right.
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 But it's also not like talking to your buddies, because they're going to say, oh, sure, I didn't want to go to the gym today either. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a coach coach is a little better than both of those.
Oh, yeah, a lot better. Yeah, it's just tough for a friend or a family member to coach you, and it's tough for us to listen to them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
yeah.
really tough. And even if they are coaches, sometimes it still is beneficial to get a non-family member to work with you. So I urge everyone to...
You need that distance, yeah.
Yeah, you need that distance in there. Now, what about the people who are thinking, let's say someone's listening to this show and it's mid-year, and they're thinking, okay, I really want to make changes in my life, but now I've got to wait till January 1st to set my resolutions. What do you say to those people?
You don't have to wait. You know the old saying, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today is also the first day of the next year. We've still got 12 more months. So you can start this program whenever you feel committed to making that big change.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key word, committed, because sometimes we wake up one day, I mean, maybe we've been mulling over something for a long time, and we wake up one day and decide, that's it. I'm taking care of this today. And it doesn't matter what day that is, because as you say, that's the start of our new year, our new direction.
Right.
And
right.
So don't wait until the new year. Don't think there's any date tied to it. Don't wait until your birthday or whatever.
That's right. That's why it's not a new year's resolution. It's a new you evolution.
Evolution. I like that so much. Do you have any other things that have happened with some of your clients maybe that you can share with the listeners that can help them, something they could perhaps relate to about maybe you may have had a client who was reluctant to even accept, what about to accept the core reason that was underneath it all, but you as a coach could kind of see it. Has that ever happened?
Right,
like
absolutely.
You were using an example of the weight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we use the weight loss as kind of the common theme here, but that's because it is the number one resolution that's made every year.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. And I think that really is an important factor, is that getting to the root of why you've had this problem. And we even talk about in our first session, we'll talk about what resolutions you have made over and over and over, and
mm-hmm.
what worked for you and what didn't, and why it didn't work. And that's where you really get to the core of things like, you know, I just simply can't lose weight. Well,
mm-hmm.
that's not true. Everybody can lose weight. It's just a matter of how. And so we'll talk about what you've done in the past, and we'll talk about why those things worked and why some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to do the things that didn't work anymore. We're not going to beat that dead horse. We're going to look for the new possibilities. That's the name of my company. We'll look for new possibilities, new areas that you haven't looked at before, and really get to the core of those issues.
I was thinking, as you were talking about even the weight loss as being one of the big things, that one of the things that happens in my experience with people is they have fear that's perhaps not well-founded fear, but it's still a fear of making the progress. I mean, sometimes people fear that whatever change they may make, and I'll use the example of going back to school, because
okay.
many years ago I wanted to get my doctorate, so I went back to school to work on it, and there were some people who kind of feared, especially women, feared getting higher degrees because they worried about how it was going to affect their relationships with their husbands, boyfriends, whatever.
Right.
And, of course, it is going to change your relationship to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a deep goal or something you desire, you have to kind of weigh, you know, the difference between not meeting your goal and giving it up for what you think is going to happen in a relationship. So have you had experience with people having fears that maybe they're not even aware that that's the fear that's holding them back, you know?
Right, absolutely, yes. And one of the things that we spend an awful lot of time talking about, after you've set your goals, we're going to discuss why you want to attain this goal. What are the benefits? How is this going to change your life? What's going to be different in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Is your relationship going to be affected by this? We're
mm-hmm.
going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Then we're going to talk about what could possibly stand in your way. What
mm-hmm.
could possibly keep you from reaching this goal?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to the real root of those issues and find out, is it possible to reach this goal and avoid those stumbling blocks? Or do we need to clear out those stumbling blocks before we start on the journey?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some important considerations, because those are the things that are going to keep us from achieving our goals, even if we're doing everything else right, those hidden fears and those hidden blocks. We've got to get those uncovered.
Yeah, yeah. And even subconsciously, they will trip you up. They will, yeah.
Now, how does working in your program 101 compare with working in the, I know you used to work in the corporate world, and one of the reasons that so many people leave the corporate world is kind of a frustration with not being able to make the impact. So how are you able to, you know, make a bigger impact in your coaching that you weren't able to do in your corporate job?
That's a great question. And the thing that I love the most about coaching is that it is really, truly intimate with your clients. You're talking with one person at a time, and you're really getting to what's in their heart and in their soul. And I'm not just recording something to spread out to 25,000 people. They're going to hear the same words. I'm tailoring this to the person that I'm talking to at that moment. So it really, really is one-on-one personalized coaching.
That's great. And I want to emphasize, too, that coaching is different from therapy. So many people get it confused and think that they're the same. But in your coaching program, you're not going to be hypnotizing us and going back to our childhood to see if we played in the dirt or something. Right.
That's right. Coaching is all about helping you move forward.
From this
not
point.
Not going backwards. We're going to help you move forward.
Okay, or do you have any closing words as we wind down the show today?
I just really hope that everybody enjoyed this. I know I did. And I really hope that people do make the commitment to create a new you, not a New Year's resolution.
And I want to repeat your URL so that people who would like to have you partner with them in making their evolution can take advantage of your service. And they could start this at any time, correct?
That is right, any time.
Okay. Okay, so to get over to Shireen's website, you would go www.mynew, spelled N-E-W, possibilities, the plural, possibilities.com. And there you'll see the assessments that you can take. And like she mentioned earlier, you can take those assessments to get information for yourself, but you can also use those as a starting point to take advantage of her coaching. And I like the fact that you are a business and a personal coach, so people coming into your program who have businesses can also be benefited, because all of us who have businesses have personal lives too.
Yeah.
And those two things impact each other.
Right, absolutely. I have a lot of entrepreneurs as clients, and they like this because I can combine their personal goals and their professional goals and work on them together.
Well, I'm excited about that as you and I begin to work together. I'm looking forward to that because I recognize that my business goals and personal goals do intersect and overlap. So
oftentimes
I'm looking forward to working on them
together.
Well, thank you so much for making time to be on the show today. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Now, remember, if you'd like to hear the show again, no problem. This show will be available in the archives shortly after the show ends. I'm going to invite you to join me again on Monday, December 26th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another informative and exciting show. I am Flora Brown. I'm coming to you from Anaheim, California. I'm going to ask you to have a blessed week, a wonderful holiday with family and friends. Remember that your family relationships are the best gifts of life that we could ever have. Remember then to color your life happy. I'll see you next show. Goodbye, y'all.